and welcome to another episode here of Wonderfully Optimistic Warrior Moms. I am so glad that you're able to join me here today. And if you've been following me, you are truly appreciated. I'm so psyched to have everyone. And if you're new, welcome. I am so happy that you're here with me today. And I wanted to go ahead and provide a little bit of a background for you. So what the goal is with Wonderfully Optimistic Warrior Moms is one day I sat down and I looked at the statistics. I'm a big numbers person. So I said, let me go online. I suffer from depression. And I said, let me go online because something's got to give. And what I came to realize is that the U.S. is one of three countries, top three countries actually, that suffers from mental illnesses. However, in the same token, we're also one of the top countries for entrepreneurship. And when you look at it, the entrepreneurship field of it, women are starting to increase in that number, yet we are also the biggest population for those that suffer from mental illness. Now, as a mom, this lights up so many light bulbs for me that it's insane, because we create life, and not only do we create life, but we're the biggest teachers that our children have. So, I mean, the skills that we have that come just from being a mom are intense. They're amazing. And they're things that can't be taught because they actually come from experience. But I'm already starting to get off of track here. I'm sorry. But what my main goal is right now, my first level, is to be able to establish some ground habits, some ground secrets, to be able to create stability in yourself as a mom, which is super hard because we have so much stuff going on all the time. And then once we get ourselves in a stable area, then we'll go ahead and discuss ways to transition those skills and the abilities that we have into entrepreneurship and being able to create the lifestyle, the perfect lifestyle that we want, not only for ourselves, but for our families. So let's go ahead and start today's podcast episode. The topic for today is how your busy lifestyle can be holding you back from really, like really, really knowing yourself. So, and this was actually number one on my seven most well-guarded secrets to living a fulfilled life. And it was knowing yourself. Okay. So number one of my seven most well-guarded secrets, it doesn't even seem like it's a secret at first, right? Because you hear it all the time, you see it all the time, people are talking about it all the time. And in all reality, you do hear about this topic being spoken about by several motivational speakers and business leaders because it is a crucial step to your success. Okay, your success, whether it be financially, whether it be in your career, whether it be personally in your home, I mean, whatever it is, in order to succeed, this is a critical step. But what you don't hear about much is how the heck do you get to know yourself, or why it is that you think you do know yourself, but you really don't, and why as a mom, this is so difficult to do. Which is great because it leaves an open door for me. So I'm not mad at them, but it is time to break it down. So this way you understand why your busy life is holding you back from knowing yourself as the individual and as the person that you are today. Okay, mom? So I know that there's going to be a lot of you already, probably if you haven't already turned me off. I know there's a lot of you probably tempted to cut me off. Because I know that you're thinking or saying, hey, you know what? I am crazy busy because I am a mom. Hey, what mom isn't? But let me tell you something. I know who I am. And if you're saying that, hey, you know what? That's awesome. I love it. Keep it going, okay? I would still truly appreciate and love for you to continue to listen to the podcast. And just let me know what you think at the end, okay? Because in all reality, one can never know too much, right? So I'm always open to learning more. And I know that knowing myself and understanding why I didn't know myself or how you even get to know yourself, knowing all of that I know that was a huge challenge for me because I thought I knew who I was too, and nobody could tell me that I didn't know who I was, because who else would know me better than me? But little did I know that part of being stuck in that black hole that I kept falling into, part of that was actually because I didn't know myself as well as I thought I did. So you see, because I didn't know myself as well as I thought I did, I kept trying to move forward one or two steps. And every time I took those one or two steps forward, it seemed like I was taking one or two steps backwards, and I kept on falling into that black hole again. And finally, after doing this repeatedly over and over and over again, and being so sick and tired of it, and enough was enough, I decided that it was time to dig in deep and make some adjustments in my life. Because obviously I was doing something wrong, and I was missing something that kept landing me back into the black hole, and I didn't want to be in the black hole anymore. So let me go ahead and explain something to you, okay? How I got to know more about myself, okay? And why busy is so damn confusing. As a mom of 7 amazing kiddos, and a grandma to my beautiful granddaughter, and probably a grandma to another, maybe little granddaughter, maybe another, a grandson, I'm not sure, but either way, I'm gonna be a grandma to another grandchild. And as an entrepreneur, I know how busy life can be. And as a mom, okay, as yourself as a mom, that's busy enough, but if you add on your career or your education or both, if you add on your housework and the million other things that you have to do, overwhelm hits hard, okay? It's not a soft hitter, it's a heavy hitter, okay? So I get it, I understand. And I know it's extremely difficult to find more time. And every time you try to do something, something else comes up that requires more of your time, and time just ends up escaping us all in all, especially as moms. And as if life couldn't get any harder for a mom or any more challenging or complicated, life's challenges and life's battles come and give us something else to handle, right? Depression, anxiety adds on complications. And part of surviving this busy mom life and still accomplishing everything that you have to accomplish and do is learning how to adapt and transition through these challenges and these battles. And these small adjustments that you make in your life to be able to adapt to these challenges and battles actually adjust your perception of life. It adjusts the way you think and view things, right? You don't see life the way that you did anymore because of everything that's happened to you. However, these small necessary adjustments that are made in the life of every mom also changes or adjusts the way you feel about things. And all of these changes or all of these adjustments, such as the way you think, the way that you view things, the way that you feel about things, they go unrecognized because you're so busy, okay? You're so busy doing things that you don't even take notice of what's going on. You just keep on moving. And now that you've grown because of these necessary adjustments that you've made, it's so important for you to pause, take a moment, and just get to reacquaint yourself with the stronger version of you. And I know this is hard, and we don't do it. We really don't, okay? Because you're so busy going about your mom life. You have no time to sit down and think about you. And just as quickly as you became a busy mom, that's just how quickly a mom loses the knowledge of who she is today. Just like that. And this is the reason that you keep trying to live your life in a normal routine, like the person that you were a year ago, and you still have that empty, alone feeling. Because you've grown, and so have your needs and your abilities. But you just haven't taken the time to recognize it. And that's why it's so important to recognize your growth and know who you are today, not who you were yesterday, not who you were 10 years ago. Don't live and reminisce on those memories, okay? That's come and gone. You are an improved version of yourself now, and you need to know that person, learn about that person and all the growths that you've been through, so this way you can keep moving forward. You see, every person in this world is capable of success, come on now, and capable of making money. It really is not that difficult. However, what's difficult is recognizing that growth, adjusting with that growth, and making that forward progress and building the momentum. Okay. And because I've talked about how moms and entrepreneurs, they link hand in hand because the statistics show it. Simply here in the US, I can only imagine around the world. Okay. I'm going to give you this example. I want you to close your eyes and take a moment. Okay. And I want you to imagine a company, a big company. Okay. Pick one, whatever one is your favorite one. Okay. And think about that company. If that company tried to run their business the same way it had when it first started decades ago, what do you think would happen to that business? Let me tell you, business would slowly dwindle down until there was nothing left. Why? Because the times transitioned. Okay, we have technology beyond amazement. And businesses, that business particularly, more than likely has grown, and their needs have grown as well. And now they have more customers, they're capable of doing more. They have to expand. They have to transition with the times. A business cannot afford to get so busy doing things, normal things, regular routine things, that it holds itself back from knowing what adjustments need to happen in order for it to be successful throughout the decades coming up. And in a business perspective, you wouldn't do that. Nobody would do that because you would lose money. And that's huge, right? As a mom, as a creator of life, as a teacher to your children, the biggest leader in their life, how can you afford to do that? How can you afford to go on your normal day-to-day routines like you did a day ago, like you did a month ago, like you did a year ago? How can you afford that? So this is why this is super important. And this is the reason why you need to listen and you need to pay attention and you need to ask questions and you need to tell me how you feel, whether it's negative or positive, it's okay. Because there's more to getting this right. You see, as far as for me in my personal life, the reason why I was so upset that I had landed back into my black hole was because I was truly experiencing many moments of happiness. I mean, I had come so far, I had made huge progress from where I was, yet I ended up back in the black hole. So I did everything the right way, the way that everybody told me I should be doing it and the way that I had gotten there, but I was still in the black hole. I had gotten out of a terrible relationship after 12 years, which was immensely difficult. I had achieved getting my college degrees in spite of being a single working mom of 6 kiddos at that time. And I tell you, I say it and it still brings me happiness and pride within. And I looked and I felt amazing because I had lost over 30 pounds. I had a nice truck, a house, a career, a good social circle because I had made some adjustments there. And still, there I was after all this time and after all this progress, feeling empty and alone in my black hole. How the heck does that happen, okay? And this was so very frustrating for me because I had worked hard and I had completely turned my life around and I was happy because I had done it so quickly. I was happy because I had accomplished so much. Shoot, I overcame the odds. And still, deep down inside, there was still something missing. And I knew it. I knew it right away, which is the amazing thing. I knew it right away as soon as I started to make the transitions in my life and the changes in my life into the life that I wanted. But I wanted more, okay? And anytime that I expressed that I wanted more to anybody else and that there was something that was missing, everybody from the outside looking in told me, hey, you need to be grateful and you need to be satisfied for all that you've accomplished. Do you not realize how many people out there are just trying to do one thing that you've done? Okay. And I took a moment and I reflected on that and I thought about it and I listened to them. Hey, you know what? This little nudge that keeps on telling me, hey, you know what? There's more. You're missing something. Hey, you're not getting this quite right. That little nudge, I shut it out and I kept it quiet and I muted it. And when I did that, when I took that action, that was the exact moment that I fell in my black hole. That is the exact moment that I dug more and more black holes for myself. And the reason why that happened is because progress in life is wonderful. Okay, without progress, I mean, you're stuck on pause, you get nowhere. It creates this sense of achievement, and it's that sense of achievement that a lot of us strive for. Probably everyone strives for, right? And as moms, we teach our kiddos every day how to grow, right? Whether it be how to grow as a person, how to grow in education, how to grow in responsibilities. And we encourage it every day by providing them with the support that they need. And this is normal. This is what we're taught. That's what everybody else was taught. But what's missed in all of these teachings is that everything that they're doing actually has a bigger goal. Did you hear me? We're teaching them the little steps, but we're not teaching them that the reason why they're doing these little steps is for a bigger reason.
Sorry about that. I didn't hear anything.
That is exactly how you continuously fall into that damn black hole. And that black hole, let me tell you, it welcomes you back like an old friend. Okay? That old friend that you always try to get rid of, but somehow they do something or need something that welcomes you back. That's that black hole. Because this is so important, and I might be making it a little complicated, or maybe you don't believe me, I want to go ahead and break it down. So when I first decided that I needed to make some adjustments in my life in order to get out of the life that I was stuck in or I felt stuck in, I had to sit down and really analyze myself. Remember, I told you I had to dig down deep, okay? And I came up to the conclusion that I needed to get out of that terrible relationship because it was not only unhealthy for me, but it was also unhealthy for my kids. But in order to actually do this and get out and stay out of that relationship, right? Because it's not only getting out, it's staying out of that relationship. I knew that I needed self-confidence in order to do this, okay? And I had lost that self-confidence because I was overweight. I had lost that self-confidence because I surrounded myself by negative people. And I had lost that self-confidence because I had already let myself down when I didn't achieve my education. So I took the steps, I took the action steps to be able to do that. I lost weight, I improved my social circle of people, and I achieved my college degrees. Okay, so I should be okay. And I felt great. Time kept going and I was so busy that I just kept moving along. I mean, I felt great. I was thinking straight. I was wiser. And it was just awesome. Kids were doing better. So I just kept going with my happy moments. I had work, kids, school, exercise, socializing. Heck, it's no wonder why I fell into that black hole again. You see, if you listen to my last podcast, I stressed out very much that as an individual person, you have three states of being. And it's super important for you to be able to keep them in alignment and to keep them balanced. Because if this is who you are in your entirety, you have to keep these three states of being healthy. And you see, the reason why I ended up back in that black hole again, living moment to moment, even though I had lost weight and I had achieved my education and I had improved my social circle, was because my physical state was well taken care of, okay? Because I had lost 30 pounds and I was feeling healthy and I looked good. My mental state was well taken care of, okay? Because I had achieved my education. I was around a positive group of people, and I was booming because I had two states out of three going very well. But the reason why I ended up back in that black hole is because I had totally, totally neglected my spiritual being. And the moment that I did that, the moment that I ignored that nudge that kept on telling me that there was still more for me, that's when I neglected it, because there was more for me to do. And I chose, by ignoring my third state of being, my spiritual being, to keep myself unbalanced because I was too busy. I had accomplished so much and I was happy moment to moment. So I kept myself stuck. It wasn't important to me to listen to my third state of being. It really wasn't. I already had so much. Why did I have to be greedy? Why did I have to be selfish? But what I didn't realize is that when I did that, the person that I hurt by doing that was myself. And not only myself, but more importantly, my kiddos. You see, the reality was that I did all of that. I achieved weight loss. I achieved my college education. I was in a healthy environment. I had a great career. And I had done all of that for what? I mean, once I achieved it all, what was next? I didn't have a big picture. I didn't have the big reason. So I just kept busy doing things, but not accomplishing much else. And the reason why I didn't have the big picture, okay, the reason why I just kept doing things was because my busy life was holding me back from knowing myself and knowing what my more was, because I kept on shutting out my spiritual being and my soul. Now, if I truly knew myself, then I would have let my soul guide me to what my big goal in life should be. And I would be living the lifestyle, the perfect lifestyle that I wanted and that my family deserves a long time ago. I would have had more growth years ago, and I would be experiencing even more growth to look forward to now. You see, each human being on this earth has a special gift, a special talent that they have been given. And they're meant to share that with the world. And I don't care how big or small it is, it's special, okay? And like any gift or talent, we must be appreciative of it, we must acknowledge it, and we must use it. That's the only way to know its true potential and to be able to appreciate its worth. Now think about that for a moment. And let that sink in. As a mom, the problem is that life is so busy that there's no time to figure out what our special gift is, what that special talent is. Because we're so busy trying to develop and establish that within our children. But we haven't even done that for ourselves. And even when a mom does know what her special gift or talent is, she tucks it away because she has too many things to do, too many other priorities to take care of. And she never uses it. She believes that she will have plenty of time once the kiddos grow up. Just right now, that's her main focus, and that's all she has time to focus on. Okay? Or maybe you know what it is and all of that, and you know what your special gift or talent is, but because you don't want to receive any negative judgment from the outside world, right? You'll get the, are you crazy? What are you doing? Why are you doing that? And you'll get all that, and it's not going to work, right? And because you don't want to hear that, or you don't want to feel that negative kickback, right? Because that's what I call it, is a kickback, right? Because they're imposing their negative mindset onto you, and they're imposing what they would think about what they can accomplish. Doesn't mean that's what you can accomplish, okay? They're imposing that on you, okay? And you think that they wouldn't understand, you just don't do it. You let them win. You let them take that from you. It's insane. But I understand, because I've done it, okay? And the bold honest truth is that most of the time, it boils down to the fact that you just don't know who you are as an individual today. You don't know how much strength or how much skill you have. You don't take the time to understand your more or understand yourself, okay? As you are today, not who you were yesterday or last week or last month or last year, okay? Who you are today. Because you don't, how the heck can you know what your special gift or your more is? Once again, why does this happen? I'm sure you know by now. Because you're too busy doing things to do things that reward you with moments of happiness instead of keeping your three states of being balanced and knowing yourself enough to know what your more is in life. And to know that the reason why you have that special gift or special talent, or you have that more that you need, is because that's meant for you. And it's not a bad thing, it's a great thing. So what do you say? Let's take a moment to listen and get to know yourself, like really, really know yourself, okay? And each one of your states of being, so that you can know what your more is and you can understand why your more is so important and why you need to stop allowing your busy life to hold you back. Ready? Still with me? Still awake? I hope so. I know it's a lot of information. So that's the reason why I put it in a podcast. That's the reason why there's a replay, because you can replay it as many times as you need. Okay. So I have a question for you. How many times have you heard that your mind is your most powerful weapon? Oof, I can raise my hand. Like every motivational video or inspirational video, any top coach, that's what you hear right away, right? Your mind is your most powerful weapon. It controls everything you do. Now, while I can agree that your mind is very powerful, okay, I'm not trying to blow your mind here, okay? It is not, you hear me? It is not the most powerful weapon of your three states of being, mom. It really isn't. Your spirit or your soul or whatever you want to call it is actually your most powerful weapon when facing battles. And this is especially true in mom life or for any woman. Ouch, right? Yes, I said that, okay? I did say that. But don't worry, okay? Don't become overwhelmed. I am going to elaborate on this, okay? The truth is that the most powerful weapon that you have that holds you back from accomplishing more in your life than you can is your mind. You see, your mind is what's holding you back. Being busy holds you back, right? And you're probably thinking, hey, you just said earlier that it was being busy. Now you're saying it's my mind. What the heck? Don't worry, I got you. The breakdown is coming, okay? Super important here is that you don't get frustrated, you don't get overwhelmed, or you don't panic about anything that I say, okay? My intent is not to confuse you. My intent is not to offend you at all, ever, okay? I just have to go through this step by step, okay? Because if you do any of the above, what you're going to do is dig yourself deeper into a black hole. And I don't want that. The goal is to get you out of the black hole, just like I got myself out of the black hole. We're going to do this together and we're going to get this done, okay? So the reason why your mind is the most powerful weapon that holds you back is because your mind is designed to protect you regardless of the situation that you're in. Okay, so when you're in moments of high pressure and overwhelm, your brain and your mind is there to protect you. Even if you can work through the situation, it's designed to ultimately get you out of that panic mode, out of that bad situation, because that's what it's detecting from your panic and your overwhelm or your offensiveness. I'm not even sure if that's a word now that I said it. I'm not sure that's the right word for that situation. Forgive me if it's not, but it's intended to get you out of that situation as fast as possible. So basically what I want you to think of your mind as is your armor, right? Because we're wonderfully optimistic warrior moms, and every warrior has an armor before it faces a battle. So that's your mind, okay? And when you're busy doing a lot of things and your brain experiences those moments of happiness, it feels satisfied and it signals you to believe that there's not much else that you need to do, right? So your armor is down. It doesn't need to be on. Your armor's just there, but it's not working, right? Because that's its job. You're happy. You're experiencing good moments. You're okay. So there's no need to protect you. Now, there may be times that you start to panic or feel overwhelmed in a tough situation, and you will hear so many people tell you that if you listen to motivational videos and you read inspirational books, and that if you just keep your focus and your discipline, then you can get through it. But then you find yourself having troubles doing that. Now, you can, without a doubt, accomplish whatever you want. And though this may be true to some degree, if you don't know who the heck you are, then all you're doing is keeping your mind busy and keeping your mind off guard with your happy moments here and there. And you're just getting yourself through a happy moment to another happy moment. And when something bad happens, you just keep your mind busy. Do you see how that works? And you can do this, and you can actually achieve a lot for a very long time. I did it. Okay. I did it for several years. I think what was the total from when I accomplished everything and I thought I was in a great state until now, I would say probably about, I did that for 5-6 years, and I did accomplish a lot. Okay. It's not that I didn't accomplish a lot. It's not that you can't. I'm living proof that you can, and that you can have your mind right, and that you can be physically healthy, and that you can be disciplined and have a lot, yet you can still end up in the black hole of emptiness, of living from one happy moment to another, of still missing something in your life. Because there's a big difference between creating a lifestyle, using your special gift and talent, and achieving your more, and living a life being satisfied, looking forward to getting one moment to another. The busy mind will just keep doing what it's trained to do, and it'll be content with the happy moments that, as a mom, you experience almost every single day, if you're like me, okay? And it's not gonna obligate you to take some time to get to know yourself, to challenge yourself, to grow, okay? It's not gonna do that. And it's not gonna say, hey, you know what? You need to stop and take a moment and appreciate the person that you are today and look at how much you've grown. Your mind is not set to do that. Your mind is your armor and it's there to protect you. And if you're okay, then you're okay. It doesn't give you that extra shove to do more. And every time I think about this, as I study, as I go on, as I reflect at everything and how I ended up in that black hole, even after achieving so much, every time I look back at it, perhaps this is the reason why each person is made up of three states, kind of like your very own checks and balances system, you know? It's pretty cool. And that's the reason why you have your spiritual being and your soul is your most powerful tool, right? So, like, your soul is the president. And it's gonna nudge you. And it's going to remind you that there's more for you and that you need to take a moment to appreciate you, to get to know you, how you are today. And it is going to challenge you to do more. And it's going to tell you to be honest with yourself. And this is the reason why your soul, your spiritual being, is the strongest and the most powerful of the three states. So on my website at gettingitrighttoday.com, and 2 is actually the number 2, I have provided a free worksheet for you. It is a free gift because you have tuned in to the podcast. You can also register for my newsletters and through my emails. And I've decided to give that away because I want you to take it one step further. I want you to understand this clearly and how important this is, because it is that important. So I went ahead and I did it so that way you can go ahead and work through the steps and use it for yourself. So while you're doing that, I want you to forget everything that is going on around you. I want you to take some time to be aware of how you think and who you are apart from outside influences, okay? Then I want you to recognize why you think or believe these things that are going on around you. And after that, you're going to want to find the areas where you can adjust some things and why those adjustments, or what the benefits are from those adjustments are, and why they're so important. Okay. If I have anything more important to tell you, it's never, ever, ever be too busy for yourself. Do not hold yourself back from knowing who you are and appreciating who you are and growing, okay? You need to grow just like your kiddos grow. You need to grow. You need to build up your energy. Now, throughout answering the questions on that free worksheet, you may have realized that maybe you want to lose some weight, or maybe you want to be more active in the community, or spend more time with your kids, or maybe you want to relocate to another state, and you realize these things from doing that worksheet. So your mind, you've already worked on, right? You've already worked on your mind. And there's going to be some physical things that you're going to want to do, like all those things that I said. And in order to be able to do these things, you're not only going to be preparing your mental state like you've done so far, but you'll also be working on your physical state. So you're going to have because your mind is in the right place, you're going to have the energy and the power and the ability to also work on your physical state of being. And as you get to know yourself and your mind begins to see beyond the darkness of that black hole that you were stuck in, you can now physically begin to take action towards what you want to do, or the lifestyle, the perfect lifestyle for you that you want and that your family deserves. And once you start connecting these two, just like me, right? You're going to have your mindset going, you're going to have your physical being going, and you're going to be going, and it's going to be on fire, and you're going to feel full of energy, and your momentum's going to start building, right? You have to remember that you have three states of being that you have to keep balanced in order to keep on going. All right. So remember, you have your mind, which is your armor, ready to face any battles or any challenges. And then you're building up your physical state, which is building up your energy for you to be able to take actions and start accomplishing those battles and defeating those battles, right? So you'll have the stamina and ability to withstand the battles. So consider your physical state, your stamina, to be able to overcome those battles. And you're going to start making those small but very effective adjustments to create that balance and energy. And you're going to have accomplished that already in two states. So you'll basically be where I was at years ago. So when I had finally realized that being in an abusive relationship and being a victim was no longer working for me, I had to sit down and really understand what had been keeping me there for so long, like I had explained earlier. So you see, if I understood what my reasons were, then I could eliminate most of them as excuses. And then I could take action on breaking down those barriers. Mental, physical states. Right? So that's where I want you to be. Mental and physical state balanced and aligned. First work on your mind, then you work on your physical being. And a big part of why I stayed was because my self-esteem was crap. So the first question was, how do I fix my self-esteem? Which you already know how I did it. And I had to make sure that I kept that goal in mind so that way I would not quit. So I need you to break that down, and I need you to get what that important part of it is for you, so this way you don't quit either. So I focused on getting out and running a few miles to get some sunlight because I had to stay in that relationship still. So that's how I exercised the energy, anger, emotion. And it also helped me to be able to get out of the chaos that I was going through at home. And as my mind could understand that I really want to get out of the situation so bad that I was actually taking care of my physical self as well, it really didn't make it impossible for me anymore to get out of that relationship. I understood the benefits of getting out. I was physically active and I was physically taking care of myself. So both were in alignment, and that's what's going to happen for you. Same thing's going to happen for you. Okay. Because by that point, I could see the bright light at the top of the black hole. And I knew that there was a way to get out of that. And I had to start working my way out of that black hole and figuring out how to do it without falling back in. So I started breaking down the steps of what actions I would have to take. And I started to simplify it into smaller steps. And it was a long process of knowing myself and building myself up mentally and then physically before I could actually reach that big goal of getting out of that crappy relationship. So it may have seemed like my goal was to lose weight. It may have seemed like my goal was to have a better career. And it may have seemed like that to outside world, but really my big goal was to get out of that crappy relationship. And I didn't just get up and say, hey, you know what? I'm upset and I'm done and I'm tired and I'm getting out. That's not how it worked. And I know a lot of people in my life, especially my family, want me to do that, but that's not how it worked for me. I had to make sure that when I got out, I was not going to go back in. So I wanted to make sure that I clarified the scenario for you. I'm not telling you to go out and make a change in your life that's going to alter everything that's going on. What I'm telling you is take the time to go through the process, to know yourself, to understand the benefits of why you're doing something, and achieve the smaller goals within the bigger goal. But this is not a process for you to just do one time, okay? It's a process that you're going to have to be doing over and over and over and over again, because the struggle is going to be real. Whenever you start doing something that improves you, it seems like everything hits you all at once. The struggle is going to be real because, A, the universe needs to know that you're for real in what you're doing, okay? And you need to also know your weaknesses, right? So that's part of the process of knowing yourself. You're going to know what you're capable of, and you're going to be totally honest with your weaknesses, and you're going to have to make that benefit a huge benefit, because no matter what the struggle or the challenge or the battle is that you face, you need to make sure that you're prepared for it. And when you make it past that, going back is so hard. It is so hard. And you're not going to want to do that. And your mind, because it's designed to protect you, will not allow you to take that step backwards, which is a sweet thing. So that's the reason why it's so important to get through this the way I'm explaining it to you, okay? Because you know yourself. Because you're starting to know yourself. You're starting to appreciate yourself, okay? And what I basically did was I had created my own battle plan, okay? And I created steps on how to take that initiative and that battle plan, all right? I had to reinforce my battle plan, okay? That was something that was mental, and that was something that was physical, all right? I needed to stay creating positive energy. All right. And as long as you create that positive energy physically and mentally, you're awesome. Okay. You're going to build up a phenomenal momentum where nobody's going to be able to hold you back. So I don't want you to be afraid of the challenges or the pains that might come from the adjustments that you're going to create in your life, because you need that fuel. Okay. To see you through and to be able to allow you to see the light. And to know that you're reaching it. So this way you can get out of that black hole. So make sure you also create your battle plan and be brutally honest with it. Weaknesses, like any warrior that's going to face a battle, they analyze everything, right? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? Where's the vulnerability at? What's going to happen in the worst case scenario situation? And you're going to work around it, and you're going to be proactive instead of reactive, and you're going to execute the steps. You're going to break it down into little steps. You just don't say, I'm going to win by knocking down all of these barriers. No, you say, what are the barriers that might come? Okay, how do I knock down this one barrier? How do I knock down the other barrier? And you're going to make it a work in progress, and you're going to record that progress. Okay, if you listen to my other podcast, I need you to understand that you have to record everything that you're doing, whether it's journaling in a video or on a voice recorder. I don't care how you do it. Journal it. Okay. Record it, because this is going to be the tool towards that second step that I told you in the beginning, right? Transitioning those mommy skills into entrepreneurial skills and leadership skills. So this way you can live the perfect lifestyle that you want and that your family deserves. Remember that? So this is the important step here that I want you to understand. And even though it might not work the first go around, it didn't work for me the first go around. I had to keep on trying and tweaking things. You'll have the notes there to teach you, or to even show you or remind you, not teach you because you already learned it, but to remind you of the journey that you went through, of the challenges that you faced, the battles. So this way you can help somebody else. Okay. You will get it. Trust me. Now, remember I said there's three states. I've only been talking about the mental and the physical lately. Okay. Talked a little bit about about your soul and your spiritual. I left this for the end. Okay. It's last, but definitely not least. This is the most important. And this, if you haven't listened to anything, or you've just been like not really putting attention, putting your full attention to this, I do need you to listen now. Now is the crucial point, okay? Because your spirit is the most powerful weapon that you have. Your soul is what's going to guide you. And this is where you have the confidence and the reason to defy all odds, Okay, this is what keeps you going every single moment, even when it's hard and all you want to do is quit. As I look back through history, women and moms have fought hard to be able to share their brilliant ideas. They have fought hard to have the respect and be held at the same level. And now that the right is ours, I see that we're finding other excuses to why we can't. Okay? Do you know that we enjoy coffee? And I love coffee. Okay? I couldn't survive a day without coffee. From the comfort of our home because a mom created coffee filters? Can you imagine if she didn't listen to her soul that was telling her more, that she was just a mom, just a woman? I mean, all of society was telling her that back in the 1900s. I know. So you see that nudge that you get, that there's more, that your bright idea, that gift, that special talent can help the world. The reason why you're getting that is because the world does need what you have to offer. You see, everyone's so hesitant to acknowledge your spiritual self nowadays, okay? It's so frustrating to me. It really actually ticks me off, if I can be honest with you, okay? There's so much controversy over what the soul is, if it even exists, and we come up with tons of fancy names for it, and we complicate this more than what we should, okay? Heck, if you don't want to call it soul or your spiritual being, call it whatever you want. It really doesn't make a difference. If you want to make it something less intense, hey, if that's what helps you, that's fine. Just do yourself a favor and acknowledge that it exists, okay? There's three states of being, not two. There's three. If you're trying to only acknowledge two out of three, you're going to keep on facing the same battle and the same challenge as always, because it's a simple fact. There's three states of being. There's three states that you have to keep balanced: your mind, your physical state, and your spiritual state. Okay? It is what it is. Take it the way you want to take it. If you don't want to listen to me no more, that's fine. Trust me, I tried it. Doesn't work for it. For me, it didn't work for me. Maybe it works for you. I hope so. But reality is, you're here. If you're still here after all this time, it's because you're looking for your more as well. Okay? And that's what I'm here to do, is to help you. So I need you to understand that not everything in life is meant to be understood. If you want to eliminate anything from your life to make it easier, to uncomplicate it, to make it not so busy, just repeat, not everything in life is meant to be understood. It will take such a load off of your shoulders. It's amazing. Sometimes it just happens, and either we learn from it and move on, or we stay stuck in the complication of it. Questioning too much and creating a ton of unnecessary confusion is not living. Okay, I've done it, and although I truly admire scientists, because I do, somehow trying to explain what it is that guides me, that gives me the energy, that gives me like this overflowing joy, okay, and allows me to be filled with this extreme positive energy, okay, positive energy all the time. And this positive emotion, and finding a logical name for it, trying to understand why I have this, okay? Trying to understand what to call it. That isn't as important to me. Not anymore. Okay? It doesn't matter if you call it your gut instinct. It doesn't matter if you call it your spiritual being. It doesn't matter if you call it your soul. It doesn't matter if you call it energy from the earth or from the universe. I don't care what you call it. Just recognize that it's there. But for the sake of this, I'm just going to call it your more. Technically, either way you look at it, they're one and the same. Okay, so your more, or your soul, is your most powerful weapon and your most powerful tool that you have to overcome any battle or any challenge. As an optimistic warrior mom, if you do not acknowledge this part of you, then overcoming battles is going to seem impossible. Okay? And think about it. Once again, battles as anxiety, battles as depression. Okay? If you don't acknowledge that your soul exists, it's going to be impossible. And you might be saying, Luce, why are you saying impossible? Why do you keep on repeating impossible? Why are you stressing this out so much? Let me explain. I love explaining. The artist that paints a masterpiece uses his mind to envision the masterpiece that he wants to create. He uses his will to physically use his hand to paint the picture. But the picture that is being created is created with the energy from his soul. The author that just wrote a best-selling novel uses his mind to think about writing a book and knowing how to spell the words. Physically, he uses his hands and his fingers to type the book or write the book. But the story is created from the energy of his soul or her soul. The singer that just released a number one hit song uses her mind to write the words to sing. She uses her vocal cords to physically sing the song, but the strength of the lyrics and their meaning come from the energy of her soul. It comes from her heart. That intuition that tells you that there is something more for your life that you should be doing, that comes from your soul reminding you that you need to know yourself and what your gift is. Whenever you take action on things that come from your soul, it is amazing how your mind and your body will automatically align themselves. All three states of self-being aligned will unleash your wonderfully optimistic warrior power and abilities to capacity that you never even knew you were capable of achieving. Okay? I want you to picture a time that soul was present, okay? Where you listened to the energy or that little nudge, okay? And everyone told you not to. But you went ahead and did it anyways because something within you gave you this faith, this confidence that that's what you needed to do, okay? And you were so motivated and you were so encouraged at that time just to go ahead and do it and follow your gut instinct, right? And you felt great. Even though everybody told you that you're irrational, that energy, that nudge that you were getting, that comes from your spiritual being. Okay, so are you thinking about that time? Are you really feeling what happened that time, right? And then you might be thinking, hey, you know what? I do remember that time and I do remember what happened and it wasn't so great. It actually turned out to be a big mistake. So Luce, now you're telling me to listen to my soul and that nudge comes from my soul, from my spiritual being, and I listen to it and look at, I remember what happened. I don't want that to happen anymore. See, the problem is that you listen to your soul, okay, but you really didn't know who you were at that time. Okay, so you didn't make sure that you were totally aligned. Okay, mentally, you are not in the right place. More than likely, physically, you weren't neither. Okay, so you have to make sure that you're taking care of all three states of being, that you know yourself, that you're creating that battle plan, that everything is all taken care of. So this way you can actually listen to soul. So soul might have been telling you this is something that you need to do, but maybe not in the steps that you took, maybe not as fast as you thought, right? More than likely, at that time, you were too young to even understand or even appreciate what was going on. You just went out and took action, right? Which is not a bad thing because, hey, mistakes, they're just teaching lessons, okay? But what happens is, now that you get that nudge from soul, mind kicks in. And the reason why mind kicks in is because you remember that the last time you listened to soul, what ended up happening was pain. And your mind is your armor set to protect you, right? So when soul starts to nudge you and say, hey, this is what you're supposed to be doing, this is your more, let's go ahead and accomplish it. When that happens, what happens? That memory.